each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and thank you for tuning my way this morning. I am Reverend Tommy Mountain. Say this is a great day. This is a day the Lord has made just for us, and we can and we should rejoice and be glad therein. I appreciate you opening your homes, your automobiles, accommodation places, the penitentiaries, wherever you are today, that we might come in and tell you there is truly something we can believe in. That something truly is Jesus Christ. But I've always said it, if he be for us, there is no power that will ever stand against us. Well, let's get right into our broadcast today by doing this song for you here, and I hope you enjoy this one.
Well, the good times I remember with my pop back many, many years ago. One day we were walking down through the field. Pap looked over at me, and with tears running down his cheek, here's what he had to say as he spoke very gently to me. I am growing tired, feeling kinda weary. Just can't climb these hillsides like I used to do. I'm sure you'll understand, I must go on. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. I'll be waiting there at supper time. That's me now prepare. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. It's always hard when we lose a loved one. Oh, how sad to know that their time has come to leave. But I'm sure you'll understand, we must go on. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I will look for you at supper time. It's me now prepared. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. I will look for you at supper time. It's me now prepared. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there.
Yes, sir, you can go on home, I'll wait for you there. We will meet our loved ones again. The Bible said that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And they're over there and their fight has done been fought. They have won the battle, and now the victory is theirs. Well, this is bad time that we're living in right now with this corona disease going on. I do hope that you're doing well. I hope you're being very cautious, very careful, and taking good care of yourself. I hope there's no one in my listening audience today that has this disease. But listen, this is a dangerous thing. I mean, we can blame it on many things. I know that a lady said to me the other day, she said, well, God's doing this. Well, no, I don't believe that God is doing this. I believe that God allows things to happen sometime to us, as in Nineveh, the days of Nineveh. He always warned us, and this could be a great warning to us, because this is bad. A lot of people losing their life, a lot of people going to lose their life, but you've got to be very cautious, be very careful. I'm praying for you, and I want you to pray for me, okay? Let's go right now and listen to this song. I love this song right here. I love singing it, and I think it's got a great message that someone to care.
When the world seems cold and your friends seem few, there is someone who cares for you. When you've tears in your eyes, your heart bleeds inside, there is someone who cares for you. Someone to care, someone to share all your trouble like no other can do. You come down from the sky, brush the tears from your eyes. Here is child, and he cares for you. When the disappointments come and you feel so blue, someone to care for you. When you need a friend till the end, there is someone who'll be a friend to you. Someone to care, someone to share all your trouble like no other can do. You come down from the sky, brush the tears from your eyes. Here is child, and he cares for you. When you need a friend until the end, there'll be someone who'll be a friend.
I do hope that song brought a lot of strength and courage to you. I hope that we have a message today, or can say something, do something that will help you. My motto is, if I can help somebody along the way, then my living has not been in vain. And I've been doing this for many years, and, well, It's become tough. It's hard after Martha leaving. But listen, I'll see her again one day. And James, you'll see her. Louise, you'll see him also. And we'll meet on the other side, and we'll forget all about that. All things will pass away, and behold, all things will become brand new. But there is somebody that cares, and that somebody truly is Jesus Christ. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. That was my dad's favorite song. And I had a chance to do that song for him, and I was so pleased to do it because he always sang that song. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. And he loves you, and I love you. I appreciate you. I hope that you're praying for me. And listen, don't let this corona disease get us down, because if God be for us, I've always said it, there is no power will ever stand against us.
There'll be no pain on streets of pure gold. There'll be no tears in her eyes in that throne room. There'll be no graves on the hillsides of home. I've lost a loved one. Well, I know you have too. Though we don't know the answer, but God's word said it's true. We're still full of questions, still caught off of guard. When we drive to the graveside and our loved ones let down, but there'll be no graves on the hillsides of glory. There'll be no pain on streets of pure gold. There'll be no tears in her eyes in that throne room. There'll be no graves on the hillsides of home. Why, you know life on this old earth, why, it's very short at its very best. You see, we're going to run out of living in these fragile old tents. Ah, but there's a brighter day, it's coming. In that land of no night, where we'll be present just with Jesus. And you know then, everything's gonna be alright. Oh, there'll be no graves on the hillsides of glory. There'll be no pain on streets of pure gold. And there'll be no tears in her eyes in that throne room. There'll be no graves on the hillsides of home. No, there'll be no graves when we all get home.
No, sir, there'll be no graves when we all get home. I remember one time a preacher was preaching, and he said, there'll be no undertakers in heaven, and the undertaker happened to be in the crowd. He said, now, wait a minute, preacher. I'm an undertaker, and I'm planning on going to heaven. Well, we don't mean it like that. We know that all people that believe in Christ. I like to, if I could just make people to understand that heaven is real. Heaven is real and hell is real. And if you miss heaven, you're going to hell, because there is nothing left to go there. But But the Bible says that hell waits, but it's waiting for those who are not ready. And it's made for the devil and his angels. It's not made for you. And if you go to hell, my friend, you'll have to go beyond this preacher's pleading with you to please, please, whatever you do, turn around, go back the other way. You're going in the wrong direction. But today, let's go to the message right now. Hope there's strength in the Word of God.
In believing that Jesus Christ was the Messiah. If I am be deceived here, then I'm lost forever. You see, the Jewish prophets lived and wrote the centuries before the periods in which Jesus appeared in Judea. Furthermore, the Jews, about the time of Christ's appearance, the appearance of their Messiah, who they supposed would deliver them from subjection to the Gentile nation and place Jewish power in the ascendance upon the nations of the earth. They were not expecting the kingdom of Christ to be purely spiritual. They did not understand their own prophets, whose doctrines would be pure and spiritual, whose administration would be blessing, not only to the Jew, but also to the Gentile. And yet his life would become so humble, his suffering so extreme, and that he would terminate the old dispensation and die for the sins of the people. I suppose these facts in Isaiah 53, for he was wounded for my transgression, he was bruised for my iniquity, and the chastisement of my peace is upon him, and by whose stripes I am healed. He was despised, he was rejected, he was smitten of God. So you see, the prophet Isaiah visualized some 800 years before the birth of Christ. You see, the Jewish prophets outlined in detail the character, the life, and the death of the Messiah. But yet he came to his own, the Bible said, and his own received him not, but to as many as did receive him, he gave them power to become the sons of God, even though they had written about him, even though the old prophets had outlined the way he would come into the world. The Jewish people, the prophets, wrote about it, they read about it, and they did look for the Messiah. They created in their own image of what they wanted as a Messiah. A blinding thing to them, even though they were very religious. I can't use the terminology spiritual. It was religion, because, you see, the religious order had already set the plan in order. The Bible said in Isaiah that he was born of a virgin. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a child. And thou, in Luke, the gospel said, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. But yet they created within their own image just exactly what the Messiah would be. They were so wrapped up in religion that they could not see really the plan of God fulfilled in this man called Jesus. The Messiah they created was in direct violation to the Messiah the God of Israel had promised, because, you see, he came as a lowly servant. He came not to be served, but he came to serve others. He came as a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. They looked for a king with royalty. They looked for a king with power and authority to establish a kingdom upon this earth. But Jesus said he didn't come to establish a kingdom here. He came to establish a kingdom within the hearts of men. You see, the choice then is whether to believe Jewish prophet or whether not to believe. Because he came as a lowly Nazarene. He didn't come with kingship and royalty like the Jewish people had expected. If Jesus of Nazareth had comforted to the views of the Jews, there would have been three direct testimonies that he was not from God. First, their views was partial, prejudiced, and wicked. They decided to believe that they preferred to believe and not what the evidence should have led them to believe. And today, we look for Jesus in many different ways. He would not have fulfilled the prediction of the prophets concerning him. So John said, "Are you he, or should we look for another?" And today, what kind of a picture have you planted within your heart and your mind about the Messiah? What is it that really brings you to Christ? Is it because you are condemned within your sin? Is it because you have seen that you are lost without God? How do you see Jesus Christ? Is He truly the Messiah? Is He the one that can save your soul from sin? Is He the one who can set you free from the power of sin? Is He the one who can give you that peace that only cometh from God? Is Jesus Christ the Messiah? Is He the Lordship of our life? Can we look to Jesus Christ and be forgiven of our sin? Can we go to Calvary, there be crucified? As the Apostle Paul said, I have been crucified, and nevertheless I live, not I that live, but Christ that liveth within me. Is it true that in Ephesians the Bible said, for by grace are we saved through faith? That not of ourselves that we might boast, but it is freely given the gift of God. Is that why that we read in John 3:16 that for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him should not perish but have everlasting life? Is He truly the Messiah? Is He the one who can carry my burdens? Is He the one that can forgive me of my sin? Is Jesus truly the Messiah? Have I been fooled by misinterpretations? Am I looking in the wrong places for the wrong thing? Or have I looked in the right places and found the right thing? Have I truly found something to believe in? Or am I only trusting in a figment of the mind? Have I been disturbed? Have I been deceived? Many questions linger within the hearts of people. And even in the time when Jesus walked the face of the earth, even those that followed Him, I would say at times they had doubt. I would say at times they were not thoroughly convinced. They saw Him work the miracles. They saw Him feed the 5,000 and more. And they saw all these things that happened by Jesus Christ. And I would suppose that many asked the question, is He the Messiah? Because it had to be a very personal thing. And when we come into a personal relationship with God, that's exactly what it is. Our mother cannot make that decision. Our fathers cannot make that decision. Sir, ma'am, you've got to make up your own mind. The songwriter said you've got to walk that lonesome valley. And you know, in searching for the truth, sometimes it brings on many questions. In searching for the reality, we sometimes are faced with many questions. We are made to doubt. Even the devil came to Jesus on the Mount of Temptation, and he tempted Him in all points as we have been tempted. And yet Jesus said, for it is written, stand upon the Word of God. You can take God's Word and stand through all trial. You can take the Word of God and stand through all temptation. The songwriter said, give me that old-time religion. It will do when I am dying. It was good for my father, good for my mother, and it's good enough for me. But, sir, the issue has to be settled. As I said in the beginning of the broadcast, if I am deceived here, then I am lost forever.
You know, I love preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. I don't like to whitewash it. I like to tell it like it is. That was me preaching that sermon a while ago, and that's exactly the way I believe, exactly the way I stand today. And I'm praying for you, and I hope that you're praying for me. Stand with me, faithful. Hey, the Bible said together we stand, it's divided that we fall. And I feel like that this disease that has swept across our nation is bad. I know that God is in control of everything, and God can do something about it. But don't never be deceived and say, well, God brought it upon us, because, hey, I don't know why we're in this crisis, but it is a crisis, and we need to pray and stand together, because together we'll stand, but divided we will fall.
I used to play till evening shadows come. Then winding down an old familiar pathway, I would hear my mother call and said, "Oh, son, come home. Come home, it's supper time. The shadows lean, the fires come home. Come home, it's supper time. We're going, need home and life. Well, one day beside her bedside, I was kneeling. Angels' wings were winging in the air. She heard the call for supper time in heaven. And now I know she's waiting for me there. In visions now I see her standing, God, and her familiar voice I hear once more. Well, the banquet table's ready up in heaven. It's supper time on the golden shore. Come home, it's supper time. The shadows lean, the fires. Come home, come home, it's supper time.
Yes, sir, come home. It's supper time. One of these days we'll gather around the shores of eternity and spend forever and forever with the Lord Jesus Christ. Put our feet in the river of life and sit down at the banquet supper of the Lamb. And what a great time that's going to be to meet Mom and Dad and our loved ones. I'll tell you, it's going to be a land of peace and joy and happiness. I cannot explain. The Bible said, I have not seen, ear hath not heard, nor hath entered into the heart what God hath in store for us. And God loves us, and God is before us. I said it so many times that I sound like I'm repeating myself, but He said, if He be for us, there's no power can stand against us. I know that this coronavirus has got us all frightened, and I know that we're afraid, and a lot of sickness, a lot of people dying, and a lot of things are happening today, but stand firm, my friend, and pray, because God is going to get us through this thing. I don't know exactly how He's going to do it. You don't know how He's going to do it, but no one else knows how He's going to do it, but He's going to do it. I've got confidence that He'll get us through it.
Well, I saw a cripple, he was dragging his feet. He could not walk as I do down the street. I said, my friend, I feel sorry for you. Well, he sat up in heaven, I'm gonna walk just like you. I'll see all my friends in Hallelujah Square. What a wonderful time we're all gonna have up there. We'll sing and praise Jesus, His glory will share, and you'll not see one cripple on Hallelujah Square. Well, I saw a blind man, he's tapping along, he's pressing his way as he moves toward the throne. I said, my friend, I feel so sorry for you. But he said, up in heaven, I'm going to see just like you. Well, I saw an old man, and he's grasping for the last breath. I knew that very soon his eyes would be closed in death. But he said, "My son, don't feel sorry for me, 'cause you see, up in heaven, there'll be no death, no crying, no sighing for me." Hallelujah.
Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you today. I've got to leave the air. I'm praying for you. I hope that you're praying for me. Let's pray together. Let's bind our hearts together and believe God together. Father, I bring my unseen audience to you. I come to you as humbly as I know how, Lord, and I am pleading your son's blood, the blood that was shed at Calvary, Lord, that cleansed me from all sin, who cleansed us and made us whole. Father, we're thankful for that. We're thankful for those who are listening today. We hope today that someone will be saved. Someone will be saved and set apart from this old world and heaven bound. Lord, the heaven is real, and we want to make it our home. So we pray for our unseen audience. We pray you'll touch their hearts and give them peace like a river. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen. Well, neighbor, I've got to leave there. Now I'm praying for you. I hope that you continue to pray for me. So goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Oh, it seems a light that I might see, and the light that shines.
You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Manners Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia.